The most important thing that we have to say is,
welcome back, Chris!
I'm not going to ask you that question. I'm going to skip it tonight. Just going to say we're really thrilled that she's here, and she doesn't want us to make a big deal out of it, even though it's a huge deal. So we'll just say,
let's get this party started!
Bye. Thank you. Thank you to John, Stevie, Lindsay and Mick for allowing me the chance to do this again. It's a privilege to call them my friends and my musical family. This is fantastic. Thank you. Let's do it, Mick.
Just pleased, but thrilled to be back with you tonight. Thank you all for coming. You know, Fleetwood Mac is a band that somehow has managed to evolve, to grow, and to prevail through good times and through bad. That's part of what makes us what we are. And at this particular moment, especially at this particular moment, with the return of beautiful Christine, with her return, we have begun a beautiful, profound, and poetic new chapter in the saga of Fleetwood Mac. And this is a chapter, I can tell you, that will go on for a long, long time and bear much fruit. I know I'm not wrong. life is gonna stay here. Don't want you to ask me if it's going away.
Don't say it if you love me.
two. One, two, three, four.
that song goes out to American Horror Story.
Well, this next song was the first single from an album called Tango in the Night. Long time ago. It was really a long time ago, and when this was written, the lyric pretty well described the person that I was at that time, which was someone who was very well defended, somewhat isolated from his emotional self, shall we say. But with the passage of time, much of that description has become just an echo. And especially now, in this particular moment, with the band and with all of us as individuals, I think, the journeys we've all taken separately and together, the song especially takes on a new meaning. So whereas it was once a kind of contemplation on alienation, it has now become for me a meditation on the power and the importance of change.
This next song is it's kind of a dedication song, and has been since it was written, honestly, in 1973. And so sometimes there's somebody that's really incredibly special to me. And this girl, you would say she's a fan, yes. She's been a fan since she was this big. And now she's kind of grown up. And her name is Ashley, and she has faced more hardships than anybody I think I know. And she's climbed the mountains, and she makes it every time, and she just does amazing things. And it's a whole story that we can't even go into, but I just want you to know, Ashley, that every time I see you, I'm so impressed with you, and I so respect you and what you have done. You're such a beautiful girl, and you've tried so hard, and you've done it. You've grown up into this beautiful woman, and I'm so proud of you. So this is for you, my little sweet girl. This is for Ashley, and it's called Inside. Took my love and I took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills. Till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? And can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my life? Uh-oh, I don't know. Down. And thank you, RCA, for setting such a great example for all the rest of us girls.
Hurry up, Nick. Such a solo record. Anyway, I wrote this song many, many years ago when two very beautiful people walked into our lives and joined the band. I'm talking about Steve Lee Lindsay, of course. And I listened to their album, the Bucky and Ricks album, and I thought, these guys could really write. And I listened to the album to this day, and I tried to do some songs to compete with them. And this is one of them. It's the first single of the album.
That song has a little introduction that is just keeps getting longer every night. I know, I'm trying to shorten it up, but it just doesn't work very well. So this song has a bunch of different parts, but the first part of it was written about something that happened in San Francisco before Lindsay and I moved down to Los Angeles. And we were right in the middle of the San Francisco amazing time, which was 68, 69, 70, 71. And we were in a band. It was his band. I was in his band. But this band actually opened for Jimi Hendrix, 75,000 people at the Santa Clara Fairgrounds. And Janis Joplin, 30,000 people at Frosch Amphitheater, Stanford University. So we played a lot of really big gigs. We didn't get paid a lot, but we made pretty good money considering. I was also going to college, so my mom and dad, because I was going to college, unlike anybody else in the band, I got to keep my money. And so I heard a rumor that there was a store in downtown San Francisco where all the rock and roll goddesses bought their clothes. And so I saved up my mad money, as my mom called it, and I went up there to find this store. And so I found it, and it was called The Velvet Underground. Just the name of the store that chose to me. So I found the store, I got there, I walk in, and it is a very tiny store. But it is crammed to the rafters with the most beautiful, beautiful things you've ever seen. And of course I knew, well, you can't really afford much here, but at least you're here. So I stood on the hardwood floor, and I had a premonition. And I felt like, you know what, something's coming. And I didn't know whether it was like money or a man or, I didn't know what it was. I just knew it was something, and it was something big. And I felt it. And obviously, it's like, this is what it was. This was coming. And I saw it. So right there on the hardwood floor in the Velvet Underground, I fulfilled my own little dream. And the reason I tell you this story is because I want you to know that if you ever think that a dream can't come true, and you believe in yourself, you have to just stand on a hardwood floor somewhere and see the Velvet Underground and know that if you don't let anybody get in your way and you fight hard, you cannot be stopped. You can win. You can go to the Velvet Underground and buy some clothes and be in a big rock band. So I'm back to the Velvet Underground, back to the floor that I loved, back to the gypsy that I was.
To the Velvet.
Thank you.
Thank you. this to me.
Thank you.
I said, 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 I said,
Give it up for the one and only Mick Fleetwood! Woo! Woo!
Thank you so much! Later, but thank you truly very much, and a good time no doubt to introduce some ladies and gents that share the stage with us in Fleetwood Mac all over this planet. So with no more ado, starting on background vocals, Miss Sharon Solani. Stevie Alexandra. Miss Lori Nix. Woo! On guitar and vocals, our dear friend, Mr. Neil Hayward. And right next to Neil, a man on keyboards, guitars, and vocals, our dear, dear friend in Fleetwood Mac, Mr. Brett Tuggle! Well, no doubt, the next four people, it is a pleasure and honor to always share the stage with them. And yet again, with no more ado, this gentleman on my left, if you haven't noticed, does not leave the stage if but for 30 seconds. So, not like us punch. Our musical mentor, a man with an eye on the future, and by the way, one brilliant guitar player, Mr. Lindsay fucking Hay! Eternal poet, our very own romantic, the magical Miss Stevie Nicks! Absolutely unbelievably great to be sharing the stage with this lovely lady once again. She has come home to make this complete. Our songbird has returned, loud and clear, for Miss Christine McVeigh! Always on my right-hand side, no doubt the backbone of Fleetwood Mac, my dear friend, Mr. John McVeigh! Johnny Mac! Woo! Woo! Woo!
Thank you, everybody, so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have had a ball! Unbelievable. Just like was mentioned, in terms of a dream come true, all of this unfolded in the most natural and most unbelievably beautiful way. And having Chris is beyond all of our wantings and imaginings. Magic happens. So, increasingly, as we travel around the world, we're about to do just that in no uncertain terms. We are reminded, especially at the beginning of a tour such as this, as to how unbelievably lucky we are to be doing this once again with you guys and girls. Thank you so much. And not a gig would go by without the following, not a night. From this band to you, take care of yourselves, and in this incredibly crazy world we do live in, be kind to one another. We do love you so very much. The Mac is most definitely back!